That's a great melody, isn't it? And one of the great things about Ellington was that he was a marvelous melodist. He could write tunes that stayed in your mind and you could hum along with, and became, of course, favorites of jazz musicians to play as well. That sort of brings up the fact that Ellington had three main influences. He himself was so influential, it's hard to think of him having influences. But his three major influences were the blues, probably primarily, ragtime piano, which is what he learned and heard when he was growing up as a youth in Washington, D.C., and also Tin Pan Alley. He was always interested in himself writing tunes that would become popular. And, of course, this is one of the ones that really did. Of course, the other thing you can do with Tin Pan Alley songs is take them and turn them around and make them your own in a different way. And one of the probably the most common Tin Pan Alley tune to do that with is George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. Could you play a little bit of straight I Got Rhythm, Tom? You got everybody's got that in mind, right? Okay. So now he would take, and that's a standard 32-bar AABA tune. What does Duke Ellington do with it? He turns it into Cottontail, which is a jumpy, almost, it's like a predecessor of bebop. It goes all over the place. And but if you listen to it, you'll hear underneath it the chord changes to I Got Rhythm. But you got to keep up because it goes fast. Cottontail.